Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today, what to know if you'd like to open your own warehouse gym, and the trend to watch if you'd like to hold on to your top employees. Those stories after this. The new high-performance Dell Latitude systems are the most secure, manageable, and reliable business-class laptops and two-in-ones so employees can do their best work. Outfitted with the latest Intel Core processors, your team can reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with four times the performance. Make your work beautiful again at Dell.com/radio. Again, Dell.com/radio. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to the state that went from 49th to 10th best in corporate business income tax, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years, and is now home to the 6th best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice of your business. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. So you want to open a gym. Here's a look at one guy's experience. His name is Mike DeMarco, and he's owner and co-founder of Motives Movement, home of the Helm CrossFit. He's got a place in Manalip in New Jersey that's basically four concrete walls. It's what's known these days as a warehouse gym. Mike, explain what's in your gym.
Well, first of all, thanks for having us. Basically, we have a small gym setting, a warehouse gym, as most people are coming to know them now. So we essentially have the opposite of your commercial gym setting. We're an empty warehouse filled with a bunch of free weights, a pull-up bar, and nothing too fancy. So our program is operating more from a movement perspective than your classical commercial gym setting where you're running through machines and going through circuits on various machines and whatnot.
Why is that warehouse gym popular right now, Mike?
I'm actually learning this myself as we are growing and as our community is growing. And I think one of the biggest things is that term community that I just mentioned. I think today, even from the kids all the way through adults, gyms like mine provide a community outlet that may not basically be as accessible as it was when you were growing up and even when I was growing up. So often today kids are glued to the television and media and video games. It's not so quick for them to run outside and play ball with their friends till it gets dusk and their mom's calling for them to come home.
Yeah.
So I think that our gyms like myself and these warehouse settings are providing those communities where kids all the way through adults are finding what we were created for, what most humans are, they really are searching for, and that's just companionship and community and doing fitness with someone else, not just themselves, because it is very hard to do it on your own.
All right, so that's interesting because you said you were just learning this now after you've already opened. So what was the reason that you opened initially? What did you see? What did you see, some sort of opportunity?
Initially, I wanted to create a gym like this. My co-owner will tell you the same thing. Because we were in a situation where we were training kids in a sports performance setting. And both of us had felt that there was something else. There was another dynamic that was missing from the situation that we were in. And it's not a knock on the place we were both coaching at together, but it's just something that we had felt needed to be added to a situation. And that was a place where a child or an adult can come and find purpose in their training and why they were attending the gym, and create a gym where you were coming to with a purpose. And it was motivating you to come on a daily basis. And it wasn't just a mindless effort when you walk through the door every day, reading a board and going through like a robot or going to a commercial gym because general fitness people out there are telling you that you need to accumulate 3 hours of, exercise every week to stay healthy, but more of a situation where, regardless of what your purpose was, you can come to us with it, or help. We'll help you find it, and that will be your motivation to come and give us your best every day and attack each workout that you attended every single day. Mm. And then I guess as it was evolving, this community aspect became so apparent, and it became apparent that regardless of what your purpose was when you attended, we were all doing it together, right? So I may be coming to the gym to better myself and become a collegiate athlete, and I may be exercising right alongside a high school kid who may not even be playing a sport, and his purpose was to just get fit, and better himself physically, just for everyday life. And it's totally cool that we're exercising side by side, and we're pushing each other to attain each of our particular goals, regardless of whether or not they're not exactly the same.
Mm. We're speaking with Mike DeMarco, owner and co-founder of Motives Movement, which is home of the Helm CrossFit. He's got a warehouse gym in Manalapan, New Jersey. We're talking about his shop. All right, so explain to me the business plan and how this launched.
It's funny because if we were to give you a detailed description of how it evolved, I think we kind of did it backwards.
Okay.
And against textbook business plan modeling and how you would be taught to do it in school. But essentially, we were actively coaching in a similar situation, and there was just a bug inside of both of us, DJ and myself, who I own the business with, and we both had this desire to do it on our own, and we didn't really know exactly how that would have come about and what that looked like. But we took a risk. We actually created our business name and our vision, and we had kind of a slogan for it. We did have a slogan for it, and we created some T-shirts, and we started selling those T-shirts, and it really started to catch on, and people were buying in and agreeing with what our vision was and what our slogan was, and that's when we realized, wow, we're not just crazy. Yeah. Other people are agreeing with this, and maybe we can really make something of this. And at that point, I guess we kind of put our thoughts to paper more, and our business plan essentially evolved as our vision evolved and became more practical and not just thoughts in our mind.
Yeah. Did you start in the location you are now, or did you grow to this?
We did not start in our current location. We were in a situation where I was coaching within another establishment. So I was essentially working for someone, and I had the opportunity to grow it as my own and call it what we want. And we had the freedom to structure it and operate it and do everything we needed to underneath the umbrella of the establishment we were working for, which was pretty cool because now looking back, I see that as it was a great opportunity for us to get our feet wet and take some risks from a business standpoint because we weren't on our own exactly yet. So it was an opportunity for us to try things and trial and error with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
In terms of scheduling and pricing and structure of certain classes and when exactly we were going to operate certain classes during the year depending on different sports seasons and a lot of other things like that.
Very good. So then tell me about marketing. How do you market yourself? What works and what does not work? What would you recommend to, say, other young folks like yourself?
This is a question that I battle with daily, especially from our members, mostly because a lot of our members are raving fans, and they absolutely love what we have to offer, and I love that. And so from our member standpoint, they're always trying to give us little tips like, hey, you should do this, you should do that, you should be sending out flyers, you should send out mailing cards, all these different things that basically come back to what your typical commercial gym will do. And that's sending out, you know, those monthly little 5x7s that you'll get with with different discounts and rates and all this different stuff. And I think that it's great to an extent, but for our setting, our type of gym is so personal and so interpersonal, and it's very niche-y. So I, from experience, I don't find that kind of stuff to work as much as direct consumer marketing, if you want to call it. So from experience, I mean, and I can be wrong because it's just something that I haven't dove into yet with all that, I guess, more free marketing stuff. From experience, we've done a lot of direct consumer stuff. So whether it's going out and giving free workouts to particular groups and then saying, hey, here's who we are, here's where we are, and here's what we do, if you'd like to find out more, and then you're directly giving them something that they can take home in their hand. And then you know that group of 30 athletes that you just talked to is going home with a piece of paper.
Yeah.
When you're sending out a mailing card, you're targeting a specific area, and then you don't really know who's receiving that, if they're receiving that, and what they're doing with it. Because I know most times growing up, your parents would get the paper filled with all these things, and 75% of it goes in the garbage.
Right, right.
Unless there's a captivating image that makes you want to look at it. So from experience, a lot of our marketing is a lot of word of mouth. There's a lot of interpersonal stuff. A lot of warehouse gyms from friends that I have that own them, and from our experience, we do a lot. We are very successful with marketing through being in the community, getting involved in community relations, hosting events that involve the community. For example, we hosted a fundraiser last year for a boy in town who was terminally ill. And it was a great way for us to connect with a group from the community. And it was a great chance for us to not only support him, but also get our name out there to people who are also supporting him. So I guess from a marketing standpoint for us, we found tons of success with word of mouth.
Yeah.
And essentially mobilizing the people who are already in our community to not just love us and hold on to it for themselves, but to mobilize them to go out there and tell their friends how much they love us and how much it's helping them on a daily basis.
When you launched, did you need a lot of money? And if two, how did you come up with it?
When we initially started, the biggest expense for us was purchasing the equipment.
Yeah.
That's probably the most challenging expense for initial startup costs in terms of a business like ours. We were fortunate enough to have someone closely related to us who we were able to sit down with and present our ideas to and present to this person, like, hey, we've already been doing this for 6 months. Like I said, we were within another establishment. So we were like, hey, we've already been doing this for 6 months. Here's what it's grown to. We essentially started with like 15 people, and in the 6 month span, it grew to about 60. So the growth in that alone, plus our backgrounds and what we were pitching and what we were writing down on paper, we were fortunate enough to have someone closely related to us essentially work together with us on a loan. So we were able to receive a loan, which we're still paying back on.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. Good stuff. I'll let you go. Thanks for spending a few minutes. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Yeah, enjoyed it. I'll see you tonight. I'll be dropping off a couple of boys.
Awesome.
And then I'll let you know when this runs, and I'll shoot you a link to it.
All right. Make sure those boys are eating, man. They're so skinny.
I was with Michael Mancinelli's dad last night at a soccer event, and we were both talking about the same thing. Like, we got to get them to eat more.
Yeah. It's funny, like, BJ.
Thanks, Mike. That's Mike DeMarco, owner and co-founder of Motives Movement, home of the Helm CrossFit in Manalapan, New Jersey. Coming up next, a trend small business owners should be aware of about holding on to their top talent.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Here's a trend small business owners should be aware of about retaining talent. A new study finds that loyalty does not pay well, and the best way to get a sizable bump in pay is to change jobs. A new study from the payroll company ADP finds while full-time workers got average raises of 4.6% in the first quarter of this year, those that switched from one full-time position to another got 6% raises. People who work full-time in the leisure and hospitality field get 10.1% raises on average when they switch jobs. Those in trade, transportation, and utilities get 9.8%. This job change works out best for young people, by the way. Workers under 25 get 11.1% raises when they switch from one full-time position to another, and those 25 to 34 get 10% raises. However, once workers hit 55, the job switching raise is smaller at just 2.2%. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, and we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use. Maybe it's iTunes or SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Maybe we can feature your small business. Again, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.